Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Dear Heavenly Father, praise be your holy name. The glory of the universe belongs to you. Please forgive me for my sins. Dear God, today I ask you to mold me into the character traits of a righteous person. Let me mature in all manners of righteousness. Prevent me from listening to the advice of those that you deem are worthless. Keep me from adhering to the manners and habits of the wicked. Guard my thoughts and actions, especially guard my thoughts and actions that desire to align with those that are sinners. Please protect me from evil influences. Thank you for my requests. Thank you for setting me on the path of righteousness. Thank you for planting me like a fruitful tree by a stream of running water, growing and maturing me as you see fit. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 38. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 to 3. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 to 27. Dear gracious Father God, praise be your holy name. Forgive me for my sins. Thank you for my season of captivity. Thank you for my period of discipline. Thank you for giving me a time out, a time away from worthless activities. Lord, wash me with your word. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Purify my heart from any idolatry. Sprinkle clean water on me. Renew me. You have said in your holy word, that whom you have called, you also justified. And those whom you have justified, you also have glorified. Thank you for this, Father. You have prepared my heart and mind to serve you, and you have filled me with your Holy Spirit to empower me to follow your decrees, your wonderful law. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.